Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast and YouTube channel. Listen, make sure you subscribe today. You can go to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our YouTube channel, True Underdog, or you can visit trueunderdog.com and subscribe to all of it.
Damn, 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 True Underdog. Damn, damn, unleash damn, the power within. Damn, damn, damn.
Jason Waller here, True Underdog Podcast. Underdog Bites time, baby. And today we're going to talk about gutter to the stars. What does that mean? How do you overcome things to get back up? That's what gutter to the stars means. That's how we define that. We all get knocked down. We all go through struggles. We all have hardships. We all have relationship issues. We have job performance issues. We have what we like to do in our job and we're not getting to do, and limitation issues. We don't have enough income, or we don't have the resources to do what we need to do issues. Everybody's got issues. If they tell you they don't, they're full of shit. Everybody's got a problem. Everybody goes through some kind of struggles. Yes, there's silver spoon fed people out there where their moms, dads have had money their entire life, and they continue to empower and privilege them with all those resources. However, they still have problems. Now, myself, my parents never graduated high school, didn't go to college. I didn't do the same. Third business, built my companies up from the bottom to the top, or should I say from the gutter to the stars, right? And, you know, living a successful life right now, doing what I want to do. So when you get knocked down in life, when you come to a crossroad where you've got to make a decision to quit, or you've got to make a decision to pivot and move, or pivot and go, as my boy David Nurse would say, you need to look at the data that you have, the resources that you that are in front of you, and then you need to make the best decision you can. But the biggest problem of people complaining and staying in the gutter and struggling is they don't make a decision to get out. They talk about it. They think about it. They wonder what it should, could, maybe, how to, but they never execute. They never take action. You know, a lot of us are like, oh, I'm going to do this, and one day I'm going to do this. And I always say, you got to start with day one. There's not one day. Today is day one. And a lot of those folks, I've been there before, where you fall down and you're in the gutter. You and only you can get yourself out. You can't depend on your mom or your dad or your wife or your husband or your cousin or your dog or the cat. This is up to you. This is a self-reflection, self-confidence. How do I get my ass off the ground? How do I continue to do what I want to do? A couple things that I do is I try to say, look, I can either stay here and make excuses and live in this misery for a long time and have that doubt in my head, like, yeah, you know, I could have tried that, but I didn't, and have that regret forever that I didn't keep pushing through. Or I can continue to fight. I can continue to grind. I can get my ass up and start to walk and push where I need to go. And then I won't have any regrets. I may not get the results I want. That happens a lot. People look at successful people and they're like, oh, they're just lucky. I don't believe in luck. It's not luck. It's hard-ass work. That's what it is. You work your ass off. And for everybody that's successful or had wins, trust me, they had a hell of a lot more losses. That's how this works. So it's the losses and how you rebound. How you go from gutter to stars is what's important. Maybe you're at a job you don't like. You didn't get that promotion. I've been there. I've had a job that I was the top salesperson. I didn't get promoted because of my age, or maybe it was my race, or maybe it was my sex. I don't know. My gender, it didn't matter. I know that other people were getting promoted that didn't deserve the job. It used to bother me. I was like, this doesn't make sense. I'm the best salesperson here. I'm not getting promoted. That's life. Life's not fair. It never will be. Nobody is going to give you anything. There's no such thing as a free lunch. You got to take it. You got to earn it. You got to fight and go get it. I got sick of that. I decided, you know what? I'm leaving. I'm going to open my own thing. Therefore, I can promote myself. I'll add people to the company, and therefore I'm promoting myself because I'm managing more folks, and I'm growing them, and I'm empowering them, and I'm serving them to take it to the next level. I made a decision. I took a chance. It paid off, but it didn't pay off at first. I mean, I'm talking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and ramen noodles for a hot minute. You know, when you make that decision to leave your post at a job or a career to go on your own, guess what? That's your decision. That's exciting. You got to make that decision. You can't make money. Scared money don't make any money. That's a fact. You can't make money if you're not willing to bet on yourself. So if you're sitting there in that dead-end job and you're like, oh, I don't know if I could work, guess what? You're right. You probably won't work out. But if you're like, I can do this. I believe in myself. I'm going to pick myself up. I'm going to do what I want to do. And you set the game plan and then you act on it. You execute on it. And you can't set unrealistic goals. Too many times people are setting these crazy goals. Set realistic goals that you can obtain and hit. Get some wins. You know, 30-day goal, 60-day goal, 90-day goal, 180-day goal. Get some wins where you can start building momentum. Maybe you're in a relationship you don't like anymore. Maybe it's hard. Maybe you've got a family, you got kids. Maybe it's an abusive relationship. Maybe you're just uncomfortable with it. Maybe you're bored. Life's too short. You have to make a decision. You're either going to live in the gutter and you're going to live the rest of your life unhappy, or you're going to take a chance and find happiness. Everybody's entitled to find happiness. And some things that make us happy over time might not make us happy anymore. But that's okay. That doesn't make you a bad person. You're entitled to find happiness. You know, I am a husband and a father of four kids. And I'll be the first to tell you that there are many, many times more that I've put my family or my wife ahead of me. And that's okay. But sometimes you've got to put yourself up there. Sometimes you've got to do for you. Because if you're not in the right state of mind, you're useless to everybody. If you're not happy, you're going to struggle and it's going to ruin the entire circle. And I say it to anybody that's in a tough relationship. You know, maybe it's a friend that just isn't good to you. They're not nice to you. They treat you bad. They use you. They complain. They're a hater. Whatever it is, don't go around them. If you don't have thick enough skin to enjoy the hating, because I like it. I love to go around people that, like, I use the term grin fuck me. They, like, pretend they like me. They run their mouth. I love it. But there was a time I didn't. It used to bother me. I love when people talk shit. Now, as long as they're talking about me, I don't care. Good, bad, doesn't matter. I'm winning if that's what they're doing. You got to have that mindset. To go from gutter to stars, this is a self-reflection, strength, competition, exercise for you to get your own spot out. Nobody else can, like, throw you a rope and pull you out. And the only person you're battling there in the gutter is yourself. The only person you're struggling with is yourself. The only person that can defeat you is yourself. So you're beating yourself up every time you're sitting in that gutter. Now, getting to the stars does not mean you make millions of dollars and you're this supernova ninja. That's not what that means. What it means is you're happy. It means you're fulfilling a hole and a void. You're serving others. You're doing what you intended and what you wanted to do. That is success. That is the stars. So you're going through your day and things are getting tough. You need to remember, everybody goes through tough times, and how you react to those tough times defies you of what you're going to do next. And the only person that can beat you is you. Nobody else. Only you. Everybody can say what they want, do what they want, all of those things. But your feelings, your reaction, what you do with that situation, with that problem, with that moment, that's on you. Now, I preach a lot better than I listen. I struggle sometimes where I overreact. I snap. I go 1, 2, fuck, I'm at 10, right? I short fuse. But I'm working on it because the 1, 2, 10, that 10 is my fault. It's nobody else's fault. That's my fault because I'm reacting at a 10. I got to react at a 3. I got to get some gears in my attitude, right? You have got to get your ass up and not lay there and wither. Start living. You got to start living. Not dying. Everybody's going to die. So live the moment you can the best way you can. Get your ass up off that ground. Don't lay in bed when that alarm clock goes off. Jump up with some purpose. Put a smile on your face. Set 2 goals a day of how you're going to get there. Say some positive affirmations about yourself. It's time for you to start doing for you. It's time for you to get off your ass and get out of that gutter and reach for the stars. It's time for you to make a change. And don't tell me one day, today is day one. Today is the day that you're going to go a step in the right direction. You're going to climb out of that hole and you're going to make a difference in your life and other people's lives. Bam!
And that concludes another episode here on True Underdog. If you're interested in hearing more, make sure you subscribe at iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the YouTube channel. You can always visit trueunderdog.com, subscribe to all of them. Make sure you check out our newest episodes coming out on Mondays and Thursdays. True Underdog, baby.
Damn, damn, True Underdog. Damn, damn. Unleash the power.